At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in a very happy Tuesday to you now, March the 25th, 2025. It is game time decisions here on this Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Neri. Certainly appreciate you stopping by as we have some breaking news quickly here in the NBA as it just popped up on the screen in front of me. It is a big revenge night in the association tonight as Jimmy Butler, on his way back to face his former team, the Miami Heat. And there were some questions on whether or not Steph Curry would be going in this game here tonight. He did practice earlier today with the Golden State Warriors, did make the trip, but he has now been ruled out. And now we are seeing that line going from -6 to -3. So nearly cut in half now with the ruling that Steph Curry out, Golden State in Miami. Still a favorite, though. In Miami, there is supposed to be some sort of video tribute here for Jimmy Butler tonight, which he's kind of played off as he doesn't really care. I'm pretty sure the Miami Heat and their fans are going to care here tonight. So if he's going to do it, he's going to have to do it, Golden State, without Steph Curry here tonight. He has been ruled out with that back injury here. So, and this is a pretty important game for both Golden State and the Miami Heat, as both are still trying to vie for positioning in the postseason. So right off the bat, we've got some game time decisions information for you to utilize as that line continues to drop on news of Steph Curry not playing tonight. Loaded slate otherwise in the NBA here tonight as well, as you have the Orlando Magic, the red hot Orlando Magic, heading to Charlotte, second night of a back-to-back. But could it be that the Orlando Magic have finally figured out the offense and figured out how to be able to score points on a consistent basis? They've looked pretty darn good here as of late, and watching Paolo Banchero play, pretty impressive stuff. Franz Wagner, both of these guys dropping 30 points apiece. The Lakers last night got embarrassed by the Orlando Magic. So much for Luka and LeBron on the court at the same time, because Paolo and Franz on the court outdueled them and beat the snot out of them. And suddenly, the Lakers, we're all scratching our head and going, I thought this was going to be the number two seed in the West, and now the Lakers can't seem to figure it out. They can't stop anybody offensively, including what was one of the worst offensive teams in the NBA this year in the Orlando Magic last night. But yet, the Orlando Magic trying to make it not one, not two, but now three in a row. Second night of a back-to-back, but they are taking on, after all, the Charlotte Hornets. Dallas in New York with pretty much nobody playing tonight for Dallas, as New York opened up as a 7.5-point favorite. That has been steamed up to over 10 now. We're seeing 10.5. We're also starting to see the over money come in here. 225s pretty much starting to roll in as we have a pretty better idea on who's playing and who's not playing for Dallas. Dallas going to go with that small ball lineup. Tempo will be there. Possessions will be there. And I'm sure the Knicks, who are a little rested here, are ready to go. While Dallas, it was good to get AD back last night. Dallas in a winning effort. But now a second of a back-to-back. Did you really think you were going to get Anthony Davis two games in a row? Stop. We all know better than that. Knicks as a double-digit favorite. I can't think of anything scarier tonight than that. Also, you're going to have Atlanta taking on Houston. The suddenly red-hot Atlanta Hawks, who are battling and are very much relevant in the playoff hunt here as a possible play-in team, as they've won seven of their last nine. The offense is clicking on all cylinders. They're averaging about 120 to 124 points a game here over this streak. They are playing some really good basketball in Houston, one of the worst home court favorites that we have seen in a long time. They don't cover a lot of games at home in Houston, and the market very hesitant to back them as this opened up at 8, 8.5, and we're starting to see 7.5s now. So certainly I think the market sees that Atlanta's not a pushover by any stretch and playing its best basketball here after having pretty much the entire team get stripped down from where it started to where it is right now. But these guys are playing some great basketball. Keep an eye on the Atlanta Hawks. Very bettable team right now, especially getting that many points as the Houston, this Houston team, the Rockets, sit in that number two spot in the Western Conference, courtesy of that nine-game winning streak. They did just lose to Denver at home last game, but make no mistake, they rattled off nine straight wins and put themselves in a pretty good spot as we sit right around the 10 games left in the regular season mark in the association for teams to make that push. We saw Phoenix get it done last night against Milwaukee Bucks. Phoenix trying to battle their way into one of those final play-in spots. So a lot going on here tonight in the NBA. Not all the games are created equal because San Antonio is still playing basketball. They're taking on Detroit. And let's not forget Oklahoma City, who probably won't play anybody, is taking on the Sacramento Kings, who are on the second of a back-to-back. That, too, is almost a double-digit line here. 9, 9.5 is what we're seeing for OKC. Now, we still have college basketball, not the Sweet 16. That won't kick off until Thursday. But we do have two NIT games and two CBI games coming up here. Top of the hour, in fact, 7 o'clock, we'll get one CBI, one NIT game. Chattanooga at Bradley will be you'll be one half, along with North Texas at Oklahoma State. Those are your two NIT games, with Bradley and Oklahoma State hosting those games as the home teams are still hosting games in the NIT to this point. Oklahoma State in Stillwater this year, 12-3. And when you look at strength of schedule for the Oklahoma State Cowboys, they played in the Big 12, folks. North Texas didn't. That should tell you everything you need to know about strength of schedule. They've lost three games in Stillwater. One of them was to Houston. One of them was to Iowa State. You're getting my drift here. That is nowhere even remotely close to anything that North Texas has played here. So this is going to be a very interesting game tonight. NIT overs 12-6 right now. It has been absolute money to be backing overs in these extra college basketball tournaments, including the CBI, which will have Illinois State taking on Incarnate Word, along with Florida Gulf Coast taking on Cleveland State. And both of those games, and both of those teams, rather, have been flying over the totals in these CBI games at the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach. That is neutral site games. We'll have much more on these coming up here, but they will tip off in the top of the hour. So we still got a little college basketball. We got NBA. We got plenty of NHL. 11 games on tap on the ice coming up. We'll talk to our good friend George Kurtz. He can tell us how his New York Islanders should just sell the team and fold up shop. It's going to be a lot of fun, I promise you. Come back and join us here as Game Time Decisions continues on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Neri. Appreciate you stopping by as we get ready here for a loaded slate tonight. Certainly in the NHL, where you know how it works. You get two games one night, you get 11 the next. And we happen to be in the 11-game phase right now on this Tuesday. So we're going to talk and preview a little bit of hockey here with our good friend, Mr. George Kurtz, who no doubt is also getting ready for opening day in Major League Baseball, just 48 hours away from that as well. Kurtz there Thursday. Well, baseball is back, which again, the schedulers of MLB. Yeah, I mean, there's really no reason for you to start the season, I don't know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week when literally there is no Sweet 16 or March Madness. But hey, what do I know? You keep scheduling one hockey game one night and 12 the next. So it's the scheduling has been a little bit interesting, to say the least, with some of these teams and some of these leagues here. But let's start with the Sabres tonight taking on the Ottawa Senators. I don't know anybody on Buffalo here. I don't know. Yet they've won both meetings, I believe, this year against Ottawa. Everybody I've talked to is on Ottawa here tonight. I can't imagine sweating out an under, but does Buffalo have a shot at home here?
They've definitely got a shot at home. Buffalo's not a bad – I mean, they are a bad team, but they're not a bad team. They can beat anybody on any given night here. I mean, I don't feel comfortable taking Ottawa at minus 170, so I'm not betting that. My favorite bet is sort of what you just said there. The joke at the end, you don't want to sweat out an under. Neither do I. Give me the over, and you get an even money on it. Both these teams can score goals, man. Thompson, Tuck, Paterka. These guys can score goals here. We know Ottawa can light the lamp here. I think odds are the Senators do win the game. I still don't feel comfortable, but I think we're going to get 7-plus goals in this game. This game reeks of 5-3, 6-4, a game like that.
We have an interesting one in Toronto, right? The Maple Leafs coming back home after, I don't know how they lost to Nashville 5-2, but they did. These teams have faced, I believe, each other twice already. Both games, Toronto won 3-2, but the Flyers have lost 10 of their last 12. They're scoring two or fewer goals now in four straight, eight of their last 10. It's not good in Philly, but never like these, never like the Maple Leafs at this price either. So what are you thinking?
No, you can't lay 265 with the Maple Leafs here. But this is your parlay special, right? I mean, if you want to go with the early games here, you could take the Maple Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins here. You could think about taking them with Carolina, though I don't really trust that here. If you want to wait till later on tonight and you want to go early game and a late game, you could take Toronto and the Colorado Avalanche. So I think there's lots of opportunities here. And I know both games were at 3-2. But you're going to give me 5.5? I mean, it's not a high price here at minus 114. I'm going to have to take the over there as well.
Yeah, interesting to say the least here with that. And the 5.5 is an also an interesting line. Toronto's been actually pretty profitable at home to the under here. A little bit later, Ovechkin continuing to chase Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record. Winnipeg, I believe, tonight. What does he get? He's got 56 goals in 74 career games against Winnipeg. Everybody's betting him to have, guess what, a goal tonight here. Are you buying it here with the Capitals?
I'm not betting an AO to score tonight. I mean, you're talking Hellebuck, though. He's going to win the Vezina Trophy again this season. Winnipeg's a really good defense. I mean, I wouldn't call them a lockdown defense. That's a power play goal. What Ovechkin does, he can get a one-timer at any time here. But I'm not going to bet on him to score tonight, no. That being said, Winnipeg, they suffered a tricky loss over the weekend in Vilardi. He's hurt, so he's not going to be. He's out a couple of weeks here. That's a tricky loss on that top line here. You're going to give me plus money with the Capitals? This is the best team in the East versus the best team in the West here. And Winnipeg's been a little wonky of late. I don't feel great about it, okay? But plus money at Capitals, give me a small little bet.
Yeah, he's actually plus money, I believe. Anytime goal, plus 135, plus 140 when I saw it. I know a lot of guys continue to bet his shots on goal props because let's face it, Washington is doing everything in their power to give him as many opportunities hurts to score goals as best he can here, because you just never know. And it's not a bad way to go here as we round out the regular season. Just keep betting his shots on goal. He's going to get them. Make no mistake about it. He's going to have every opportunity to be able to break this record.
I mean, they put him out there. If the other team pulls the goalie at 4 minutes left, AO's playing the entire 4 minutes, right? They wanted to get this goal. And they wanted to get the record as soon as possible, Joe, because they want him to rest some up before the playoffs start.
Yep. Yeah, which unfortunately doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon here. We have a lot of these 270, 280 favorites here. Carolina's one of them, taking on Nashville, although they showed up in a big way against Toronto there, but on the road against Carolina, another very strange team. 5.5 I'm seeing as the total here. Another team I'm not exactly comfortable using as a big parlay piece at that price either, though. What are you thinking?
No, I'm staying away from this game. If anything, I would bet Nashville and take the 2-1 right there, plus 215. I take a shot that Soros plays well tonight. Kochetkov is playing for Carolina. No Svechnikov. He's still out for Carolina. They say he's going to return on Friday. This will be his seventh straight game that he's missed there. Like I said, I have not touched this game in any way here, although I do lean towards the under. But if I was to bet it, it would be on Nashville. Take the plus money.
Yeah, take the plus money with Nashville. Probably not a bad look here at this point. What about Pittsburgh taking on Tampa? Now nearly a $3 favorite, the Tampa Bay Lightning at home. Pittsburgh's just time for a power washing there in Pittsburgh. What are you thinking here, Kurtz?
It's been time for a power washing for a little bit, Joe, right? When Dube was the GM, was brought in before last season, I thought that's what his job was there, that he was going to be brought in to get rid of maybe not Crosby, to move on from Malkin, to move on from Letang, but instead they doubled down and they added Carlson, right? And that really hasn't worked out well. Like I said, this is the second half of that parlay if you want to go with Toronto. All right, the Tampa Bay, the early parlay. I prefer Colorado later a little bit more, or maybe a three-way parlay if you want to go all three. I eat Tampa Bay beats Pittsburgh, but I'm not laying 3-1. Minus 295, and I don't feel great about Pittsburgh, 235 either here. But this is just second half of your parlay. Kucherov anytime goal is a nice little bet in this game too, along with Brandon Hagel.
Oh, I don't hate that at all there. Most games, it's funny, half of this card here, Kurtz, tonight looks like it's unbelievable. We got a ton of $3, $2.80 favorites. It's a rough card here. We appreciate it as always, though, George. We got more game time decisions coming your way here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Tuesday to you. Calm before the storm. We got Sweet 16 action coming up Thursday and Friday this week as March Madness rolls on. Plenty of NBA as they're rounding out the regular season. Plenty of NHL as they, too, rounding out the end of the regular season. The postseason just around the corner. Now would be a good time to check in with our friends Joe Madden and Tom Vecchio to see what they have on tap tonight with their Sports Millions Pick'em. What do you guys got rolling tonight?
Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's time to jump into some Sports Millions Pick'ems. Now, Tom, you held down the fort yesterday, so thank you. How did things go with your Sports Millions Pick'em?
Went 1-1 yesterday. Halliburton doing his normal thing, picking up assists as he always does. Rudy Gobert had him lower than 21.5 rebounds plus points. And yesterday, for some reason, he decided to score a ton of points, actually completely out of the norm for him. So a little bit disappointed about that. But today, we turn to the NHL. Let's jump right in. Two of my favorite players to look to when it comes to props. And let's start with Nathan MacKinnon, higher than 3.5 shots on goal. He's had at least 3 shots in 7 out of his last 10 games. He is a shot machine. He has the second most total shots in the entire league. He's often pushing to 5, 6, 7 shots on a nightly basis. Going up against the Red Wings during the second night of a back-to-back, they were in Utah last night. Going into altitude at Denver is never an easy thing. Since the beginning of March of the Red Wings, they're on 60.5 top five total shot attempts against per 60 minutes in 5-on-5 situations. That's the sixth worst in the league. This is a great matchup for McKinnon just to do his normal thing and pile up the shots. We're not looking to another player in this game. We're actually going to flip to another game with the Lightning and Jake Guentzel higher than 2.5 shots on goal. Combine these, we get the 3x multiplier. Number one, I love the fact that he's going up against his former team in the Pittsburgh Penguins. He only had one shot in his last game, but prior to that, he had at least 5 shots in 4 straight games. And also, since the beginning of March, we look to the Penguins, not good on defense. They're only the third most total shot attempts per 60 minutes in 5-on-5 situations. I think the Lightning bounce back and get a win today after a 2-game losing streak. And we see Guentzel do his thing and pile up the shots. So McKinnon, Guentzel, combine them, 3x multiplier. Joe, what do you have?
Tom, I love that storyline bet there on Jake Guentzel. I do think he comes out nice and strong. I'm going to turn to the matchup here between the Washington Capitals and the Winnipeg Jets. Now, this is going to be an interesting one. We know the Washington Capitals rolling in first in the Metro. Ovechkin has just been so hot. And the Winnipeg Jets actually off a surprising loss to the Buffalo Sabres, losing that one 5-3 on Sunday. Still sitting first in the Central, but Connor Hellebuyck really needing to step up. We've seen Connor Hellebuyck over the last couple of games just allowing those goals to come piling in. And I do think Washington's going to get those shots on him. So the first player I'm going to look at here is looking at John Carlson. I think John Carlson will pile up those shots on goal. And he has a number that just looks too low to me. I will take John Carlson here of the Washington Capitals, higher than 1.5 shots on goal. The last meeting versus the Jets, they played February 1st, and he was only able to get that one shot on goal. But when we look at him and we look at how strong he has been over his last couple of games, he had 2 shots versus Florida, 2 versus the Philadelphia Flyers, 3 shots on goal versus Detroit. And we've seen some games where he's been able to rack up 4 or 5 shots on goal. I look at this one tonight and I do think even though the Winnipeg Jets are strong on defense, they're still allowing like 27.3 shots on goal per game. And Carlson really being impactful out there for the Capitals should get those shots today. So the first player, John Carlson, higher than 1.5 shots on goal. And then I'll turn to the Winnipeg Jets here. And I do like Mark Scheifele's ability to go higher than 0.5 assists. Now, with injuries here to Vladarty, we have seen line shifting over here for the Winnipeg Jets. And because of this, we will see Mark Scheifele centering that center line with Kyle Connor and Alex Ifalo. So I do think we're going to see him impactful here. Kyle Connor hasn't been getting those goals as of late, but I expect Mark Scheifele to be able to assist him in one tonight. The last time versus the Capitals, he did have success. He had one assist in, actually he had 2 assists in that one, and we looked at the last couple. He's been able to rack up those assists as well. So look for Mark Scheifele to come out nice and strong here for the Winnipeg Jets as they're playing at home. Look for John Carlson to be able to get those shots. So John Carlson higher than 1.5 shots on goal. And Mark Scheifele higher than 0.5 an assist coming in for a 3-time multiplier, Tom.
We'll be back to the NBA tomorrow and then back to college to close out the week.
It's going to be a great week. So you guys, make sure you stick around here on Sports Grid for all your Sports Millions pick'ems.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Tuesday to you now, the 25th of March, as more of the injury landscape starting to pop in the NBA. We're learning now that Cade Cunningham out tonight for the Detroit Pistons. They're taking on the San Antonio Spurs. And if you're just joining us, we told you no Steph Curry tonight in the return of Jimmy Butler to Miami as the Heat get ready to face the Golden State Warriors. However, 11 games in the NHL, it's a good night here for hockey as we're looking to round out the regular season. And of course, with that comes a whole lot of very big favorites, as some teams with something to play for still, but others absolutely nothing to play for. But to help us navigate through all of this, we welcome in Joe Madden here. And Joe, I'm, you know, looking quickly at the board here. It's like, oh, $3 favorite, $3 favorite. Oh, look at that, $2.90 favorite. It's that time of year, right? Where unfortunately we're going to have some teams with something to play for, and a lot of teams right now are just trying to hurry up, finish the regular season, and move on. And I think the odds are really starting to reflect that in a lot of these spots here.
Oh, they absolutely are. So it's going to be so important over the next couple of weeks that we find some value in betting them, because we know any given night, a big favorite can fall as well. Puck luck can come for that underdog. And if you're betting a minus 300, minus $200 favorite and you lose one, it's really going to hurt that bankroll. So be cautious in these next couple of weeks. Look for that plus money and look for some players that are looking to hit numbers for their goals or their assists as well, Joe.
Yes, we'll get to Ovechkin in a minute here, Joe. But let's open up with a more realistic line here with Ottawa and Buffalo getting ready to do battle here top of the hour. The Sabres won both these meetings earlier this season, and not just won them. I think they outscored them 9-1 in both games here. So Ottawa's had they haven't figured it out yet. Buffalo has had their way with them. Is tonight the night that it flips where Ottawa gets one? But either way, are we getting goals in this one?
Yeah, I think we really are. We look at the goaltending matchup here. It's not going to be Ullmark in for the Ottawa Senators. They are going to Forsberg. And when we look at Buffalo, James Reimer will be in net. Now, he had a solid performance versus the Winnipeg Jets. Still can't believe Buffalo was able to pull off that win. They're going to be rolling with momentum in that one. He allowed 3 goals on 36 shots. So that those are good numbers. But we look at the Ottawa Senators, so much to play for here. Buffalo really does step up. Playing them, though, because this is a battle of the Atlantic. They want nothing more than to spoil the hopes here of the Ottawa Senators and leave them with no points on the night. But I think the Sens come out nice and strong, and we have to look at Dylan Cousins returning to Buffalo tonight because he was drafted by this team, just traded earlier this month, and I think he comes in with a huge night here for the Ottawa Senators. When we look at him, since he joined this team, 8 games, he's been able to put up 3 goals and 4 assists. I'm looking for him to be impactful tonight. If you take him for 2+ points, it's coming in at plus 520. If you take him for the any goal, it's coming in at plus 240. And I do think the Sens get the win. Now, I don't think it's going to be easy for them to get this win, but I do foresee them covering that puck line because of an empty netter. I really do believe that now with Forsberg in net, we've got that 4-3 situation where Buffalo is pushing to get this one to overtime. But I do think it will be the Senators who get that empty netter, resulting in a 5-3 style game. So if you just want to look at the over, if you want to look at both teams to score in the first period, that's coming in at plus 158. And if you look for that goal in the first 5 minutes, Joe, like we were talking before we went on air, you're going to get plus 152 on that. So I'm looking for the goals right away, but I do think the Sens cover that puck line. Tage Thompson, you know, though, here for Buffalo would be the one you want to look at here for his anytime goal.
Yeah, I bought 3rd game in 4 days for Buffalo in this one, too. So they've been some busy bees here. And I was talking to George Kurtz earlier, Joe. I had no idea how Toronto lost to Nashville in that last game. That was unfortunate. But they do get to go home. They get to welcome in the Flyers, who can't win any more games. They can't score any goals. They are just a hot mess. But ironically enough, they have played Toronto pretty hard here. I mean, Toronto's won both games against them, but only 3-2. Toronto's been much better to the under this year in the full game at home. Do we like them here to bounce back in this spot? And if so, how much help is Philadelphia going to get us to get this thing over?
I just can't see the Flyers giving us that much help, Joe. This is going to be a hard matchup for them. Like you said, this team has been an absolute mess. They've lost their last 5 games, and this is their last game out there on the road. I struggle to really see them scoring on Toronto. Toronto's in a really weird scheduling spot, though. So something definitely to note if you really like to take into the weight with that scheduling. This is a one-off home game. They were out on the road for 2 games, and they head back out on the road facing 3 teams with a weekend back-to-back with the Kings and the Ducks. So interesting spot here, but one thing I look at the Philadelphia Flyers, they're allowing these goals. So instead of looking at Toronto, because they're such a big favorite, they're almost a $3 favorite, I can't look at them on that puck line because the Flyers, you know, they're looking to break this streak. But I also look at Toronto home off that game back out on the road. I think they'll get the goals, if anything. Give me the over 3.5 goals here for the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's coming in at -108. I think Austin Matthews is able to get a couple of points in this game. If you want to take him for 2+ points, that's coming in at +164. Not as much value as I would like, but you look at the Flyers. One thing they've been doing, they've been struggling to stop their opponents. They've only been averaging 1.69 goals per game in their last 10 while giving up 3.9. And when we look here at Toronto, what Toronto's been able to do out on the ice, they can get these goals on the board. So I'm having faith in them to go over their team total. And I do think Tavares has been strong. He's actually been able to get that first goal in 3 of the last 6 for the Toronto Maple Leafs. If you want to take a chance on him for the first goal again tonight, it's +1200. Just the anytime goal, though, is +185. So definitely someone to watch in this game tonight.
Maybe Austin Matthews might not be a bad look either. I know he's had some really good games against these Flyers here and always dangerous at home as they look to bounce back in this one here. I don't know. I mean, Pittsburgh, my goodness, just absolutely disappointing to say the least. But they got to take on a Tampa team, well, I believe now, right? Back-to-back losses here, but they do go home tonight. Is this another upset? Can they bounce back? What are we going to do with Pittsburgh here?
I look at Pittsburgh here, and I think there has to be some sort of play on them. They've come out really strong in the first period. They've actually won their last 6 first periods, Joe. So I'm looking at a way to back them. I really like what we saw out of them in that game versus your Florida Panthers. I know they took the loss, but they pushed your team all the way to that shootout on Sunday, losing that one 4-3. I'm looking for them to get off to a hot start. Now, we have a little bit of a storyline here for Tampa with Jake Guentzel facing his former team in the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I do think he comes out strong. And Sidney Crosby answers back for the Penguins. But I'm looking at the Penguins and I'm looking at the first period and I'm separating a bet into a third on each of these bets. And this is based on a hot start here for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then I don't care what happens after that. So I'm going to take the puck line +0.5 a goal at -138. For the Pittsburgh Penguins in the first period, the money line at +180 in the first period, as well as them to just score a goal in the first period. It's coming in at -122, so that's over a half a goal. And I think it's a great way to go, especially with the success. We know all season, this team, Joe's been able to get out. They've been strong in that first period, and it falls apart in the second and third. And it could happen again here tonight. So if they go up by 2 goals, you could look at Tampa then to come back and get the win.
Well, we got a couple of other games, Joe, I want to go over that actually aren't a ridiculous favorite involved. But boy, oh boy, the red hot St. Louis Blues, they're taking on Montreal here tonight. I can't wait to hear what you got to say, because the market clearly likes one team here. We'll see what you think when Game Time Decisions continues on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri joined again by Joe Madden as we have taken a look at an 11-game slate in the NHL here tonight. And Joe, you and I were just talking the red hot St. Louis Blues, and what a difference a half makes. After the Four Nations break, this team has been literally unbeatable. They have played themselves from not even laughable making the postseason to now making it, and we can still get a pretty good price on them to make the playoffs at this point. But quite honestly, I mean, this is a franchise we were laughing that, you know, a few years ago were dead last in every statistical category. About 2 months into the season, they turned it around and ran the tables, win the cup. It feels a lot reminiscent of that. But at the very least, they got the Canadiens here tonight who have lost, 3 of their last 5. It feels like the Blues are a solid bet, but it also feels like they're a solid bet to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they absolutely are. You look at this team to make the playoffs, coming in at minus 102 right now. They're holding that last wild card spot currently in the Western Conference. Now, they have played 72 games and they have 81 points, where we see the Minnesota Wild 71 games, so one game in hand over them, and 85 for that first wild card. But there's a couple of teams chasing the St. Louis Blues, the Vancouver Canucks and the Calgary Flames mainly so, and then the Utah Hockey Club. So we're going to have to see St. Louis play their hearts out. If things ended today, they would be in the playoffs, but I think it's a good bet at minus 102, even though my heart would love to see Calgary get in. St. Yeah. Louis, I think, is such a balanced team. You look at Jordan Binghamton in goal, you look at this defense, and you look at this offense. This is an offense in the last four games. They've been able to score four goals in each of those last four, and the couple games before that, 5 and 7 in both of those. So this is a team that is so complete out there. Their defense is really on point. And then Jordan Binghamton in net, if he can play like we've seen him in a lot of these games, I do think they have high hopes to make the playoffs and then make a run once they get there. So tonight's matchup versus the Montreal Canadiens, I'm just going to play their team total over 3.5 goals. Montreal has caught fire offensively as of late as well. They've scored four or more goals in 7 of their last 10 games. And if Jordan Binghamton's hot, I don't want to go against him. So looking at the full game total, well, it's not a bad look. He could come out and he could play such a strong game that Montreal struggles in this one. So the Blues team total of over 3.5 gets you at plus 124. And then you look at Kyrou, you look at Robert Thomas and Jake Neighbors for them to come out nice and strong, as well as Holloway. So many playmakers on this team, Joe.
A ton of playmakers on this team and playing their best hockey right now. So kind of like that bet. I'm going to make that bet right now at even money for them to make the playoffs and get a push here. I don't know what to do with Minnesota, who got blanked again last night at Dallas. Now they've got Vegas they've got to worry about here. And how many goals are we getting in this game here, Joe? The Minnesota Wild are so confusing to me. Even at home, they're a better road team than they are a home team, which is mind-blowing to me with the Wild here. What do you do with them on the second of a back-to-back?
Yeah, it's really hard here with them getting shut out last night for you to look at this game. And because last night they were on the road as well in Dallas, taking on the Dallas Stars, they've had to travel back home. We've got a Vegas team that didn't play last night. They played on Sunday. They got a nice win over the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I'm looking for this matchup. It's really interesting. When the Wild can score three or more goals, they can get those wins in three or more goal games. They've gone 35-3-2. So will they score on Aiden Hill? I just don't see them being able to do so. Even though Vegas is out here on the road, I'm just going to take this one straight to the under 5.5 goals. I do think with that goaltending battle between Aiden Hill and Marc-Andre Fleury, and while Fleury can let in some more goals than Gustafson, we're also seeing Thomas Hertl not in the lineup tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights, out with a shoulder injury. So I think lower scoring game here, a lot of defense being played in this one, Joe.
Yeah, a ton of, I think an under is a good look there. We do have some breaking news here that we want to go ahead and share with you, not in the NHL, but rather the NFL, as they are getting ready, of course, for the draft, the upcoming draft. But ESPN, Adam Schefter reporting that the Giants and Russell Wilson have reached an agreement today on a one-year deal worth up to $21 million, including a $10.5 million guaranteed here. Boy, that is going to be interesting, isn't it, here? As we know, the rumors with Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh continue to bubble up. Giant fans were like, really? Jameis Winston, this is what we're going into to see? Well, have no fear. You got Russell Wilson. He is here for the New York Giants. So keep that in mind here, as we'll take a look at the Capitals and the Jets here tonight, Joe, with Ovechkin. And, you know, you and I have talked about this over the last month or so. His shots on goal prop, they're automatic plays. Just keep going. They're going to give him every shot in the world that he can, especially late in games. They're going to just keep taking his shots on goal prop. I think he's plus money for an anytime goal tonight. But Winnipeg is, you know, no pushover here. What are we thinking?
Yeah, Winnipeg not a pushover, and Connor Hellebuck really needing a bounce back in this game. Joe, you look at Hellebuck over the last two. It hasn't been pretty. He's allowed 8 goals on 37 shots in those last two games. So the defense is playing sound, but we're just not seeing that step up from Connor Hellebuck. And I think you see it tonight. Battle the first in the Metro versus the first in the Central. I'm looking for both of these teams really, really to play strong out there and for this to be that lower scoring battle. But you know Ovi is always in play. Now you're getting slight plus money, of course, for Ovi for the anytime goal, but I don't think it happens quick in this one. So I think a live betting opportunity will be in the works if you want to look at Ovi, especially going into that third, and especially the Capitals are up. You know they're going to feed him in that empty net situation, and sometimes you can get that one at plus 650 for the goal when you're late in that third period. So great way to look. Give me also the under 1.5 in the first period here, Joe.
Oh, all right, going under in that spot as well. So as we told you, plenty of NHL here tonight. Don't worry, tomorrow there'll be one game, and then we'll have another 11 the following day. That's how it works in the NHL. Joe, we appreciate it as always. More Game Time decisions coming up next here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we look to round out this first hour together. Much more to get to. As we mentioned, 4 college basketball games, 2 in the NIT, 2 in the CBI in Daytona, getting ready to take center stage here tonight. We'll talk more about those games coming up, not to mention a great slate in the NBA, including the return of one Jimmy Butler to South Beach to take on his former team, the Miami Heat. But if you did not hear and are just joining us, we learned a little over an hour ago that Steph Curry out tonight against Miami in this spot. The market had Golden State as high as a 6-point favorite. That has come back down to around 4, 4.5. The total has come crashing, though, down to 209.5 and even 209. So plenty of NBA action coming up that we're going to talk about. We'll get you the latest on Chattanooga and Bradley in the NIT. That's your first game up. And then North Texas, Oklahoma State at 9 o'clock Eastern time here tonight. Both Bradley and Oklahoma State home teams tonight for these NIT matchups. And both teams have distinct home court advantages all year long. Both Bradley and Oklahoma State have been tremendous on their in their own gyms in front of their own fans. So Chattanooga and North Texas will have their work cut out for them. Bradley, though, a 4.5 point favorite. Oklahoma State remaining a slight favorite, 1, 1.5 against North Texas. We also have the CBI coming up. Illinois State taking on Incarnate Word. And then Florida Gulf Coast against Cleveland State will follow afterwards. That is, again, the CBI tournament in Daytona Beach, neutral site there. Both of those games, as far as I'm concerned, should consider the over, as well as the NIT games, given the fact that we have seen plenty of overs in these outside of March Madness tournaments here in college basketball. Defense optional in this extra basketball season. I would not, as slow as North Texas is, I would not be looking for an under necessarily here because nobody, these games, I think 12-6 to the over in the NIT thus far, including an over already with North Texas here and CBI also heading the same way. None of these teams, I mean, Incarnate Word is dropping 90 points a game here. And I don't see, with Illinois State being a 38% 3-point shooting team, top 20 in the country, I don't see this thing landing under anytime soon here. So I think some overs tonight and a little extra college basketball, if that tickles your fancy. We talked plenty of NHL. We also have some breaking news if you're just joining us in the NFL. as Giant fans, that sound you're hearing are Giant fans crying. That's right. Not tears of joy, but tears of pure pain as they have just signed former champ Russell Wilson. In the building, folks, your new starting quarterback for the New York Giants. They have come to an agreement with Russell Wilson here on a one-year deal worth up to $21 million, guaranteed $10.5 million, but up to $21 million possible. This coming off the heels of some other exciting news that no doubt Giant fans are still trying to come to grips with, the idea that Jameis Winston was going to be their savior this year and their starting quarterback. If that wasn't bad enough and causing many Giant fans to pour a glass of something, now they're going to have to deal with the fact that Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson are going to be teamed up here to bring you a championship to MetLife Stadium. Isn't that fun, Giant? I know Giant fans, I can hear it. The celebration is on. Also, they have the number 3 draft pick in the upcoming draft. Whether or not they're going to go with Shador Sanders, whether or not they're going to try to move up maybe in Tennessee to try and get a quarterback. Tennessee continuing to blow smoke towards Cam Ward. I'm not buying it. And of course, the Cleveland Browns sitting at that number 2 pick is interesting. Giants in 3. Never believe anything you hear about how much a team loves a guy during this period before the draft. We'll have more on that. Plenty of NBA. And also get ready. Major League Baseball season starting this week. It's a big final hour. Come back and join us here on Game Time Decisions.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.